The grisly prospect of more executions like the botched lethal injection in Oklahoma last month has gotten the attention of the U.S. Supreme Court. As states experiment with secret ingredients in their lethal injection drugs, lawyers are challenging the injections as cruelty, inflicting pain and suffering instead of the intended peaceful end. The high court is taking these challenges seriously. Meanwhile, Tennessee is considering an alternative. Last night, Tennessee's Republican Governor Bill Haslam signed a bill into law that would allow the state to bring back the electric chair in the event that they cannot obtain the drugs needed to administer lethal injection. Joining us now is Ed Pilkington, chief reporter for The Guardian. Ed, welcome.
Hi, great to be here.
Do you think we will see an electric chair execution in the next few years?
At the moment, I think we're still at the level of fantasy, though last night certainly brought it several stages closer to reality. The fact that the governor actually signed the law, it was really significant. It's the first time that a state has actually proposed imposing something like the electric chair or the firing squad, whereas other states, it still exists as an alternative that prisoners can choose. But this idea is in Tennessee is that they would actually use it and the prisoner would have no say in the matter. So that takes us one step closer to it happening. And I think it's just a sign of this crisis that is spreading across death penalty states at the moment.
And you've got this secrecy issue that has produced these problems like we saw in Oklahoma. Suddenly, the Supreme Court is very interested in this. It seems as though they're very, very uncertain about what's going on here. And states, including Tennessee, are basically trying to get out from underneath this whole lethal injection problem. We've got other states considering exactly what Tennessee did.
Yes, Wyoming has also started talking about bringing back the firing squad. It still exists in Utah, and they too are talking about actually bringing it forward as something that the state might impose upon prisoners. So you're starting to see in Missouri, which is one of the main death penalty states at the moment, has talked about rebuilding its gas chamber. So that there is this debate. It's starting to ripple up. It's becoming maybe more than a fantasy, and maybe we might start seeing action on it. And it's all as a result of the dearth of lethal injection drugs imposed by a European-led boycott of the drugs.
I'm wondering if the law or if social norms have shifted in the years of lethal injections, in that even though there's, you know, firing squads are perfectly legal, are still legal in Utah, electric chairs, gas chambers were used in the 20th century, but to go back to them would be viewed now as barbaric.
Yes, I think what's happening is that the story of the death penalty of the last 40 years is starting to unravel. For the last 40 years, America's been trying to be squaring this circle, trying to be humane in the way that they kill people. And we're starting to find that that's coming apart because the medical profession is no longer playing ball. The pharmaceutical companies aren't playing ball. They're not allowing their drugs to go to the prison services. Doctors aren't playing ball. Nurses aren't playing ball. And as a result, the whole edifice that we can kill people judicially and humanely is starting to come apart. And when that happens, then people start thinking about, well, what else are we going to do?
It seems as though the only option here is to go back, in a sense, to Nazi Germany, which made a contract deal with a chemical company to produce Zyklon B, that essentially you'll have to have a government contractor to produce toxic substances.
Well, I think that's where the baseline lies. I mean, baseline, we're talking about what is the American people prepared to put up with? How far are they prepared to go in terms of what is done in their name? Now, rebuilding gas chambers, I think, would be incredibly difficult in this country after what happened in Germany. Using firing squads, well, you could say that's incredibly humane. The prisoner dies within seconds. They have four bullets in their heart. You don't survive something like that. Whereas in Oklahoma, we just saw a death that lasted 43 minutes. Mm. So you could say it's more humane, but will the American people be prepared to do that? Will they be prepared to see guns lined up and shot from 20 feet at a prisoner? I think it's hard to say.
I'm wondering if this is a way of forcing the issue. If states aren't really serious about electric chairs, but they're doing this as a way of forcing clarity either on the Supreme Court, the federal government, or the criminal code.
There's truth in that. I think death penalty states are trying anything they can think of. There's a sense of desperation spreading across these states because they don't have the drugs they need to kill the people they have scheduled to kill. And I think what's happening is a sense of sort of mayhem and randomness spreading in these states that eventually the Supreme Court, which has been fending off this subject quite markedly until now, I think the Supreme Court will be forced to deal with it.
Ed Pilkington is chief reporter for The Guardian on the transformation and crisis that exists in death penalty states in the United States. Ed, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.